You can live an extraordinary life by looking at the ordinary things from a different perspective. So coming up next, here's Bernie Dimet.
It's awesome to be with you again today. Now, I have a question for you to kick off our time together. When you do something for someone, do you expect them to say thank you? Do you want them to say thank you? And when they don't, how does that make you feel? Thank you. Two very short, simple words. They cost nothing to say. And yet, how often do you do something for someone and they simply don't say thank you? We're going to check this out from a few different angles today, the whole thank you thing. Let's start with the pure self-interest. When someone does something for us, particularly when they didn't have to do it, particularly when they went out of their way to bless us, it seems to me to make an enormous amount of sense simply to say thank you, because the chances are, if I do, they'll do something nice for me again. I'm a typical male. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Women, let me tell you, they're absolutely right. When Jackie, my wife, goes to some trouble to cook a really nice meal, you know, the above and beyond kind of meal that you don't cook every day, it makes me feel so loved. I mean, really, I'm not being flippant. I feel really valued that she would go to so much trouble for me. And I always make a point not just of saying thank you, but I make sure she understands how much I enjoyed it and how much I appreciated it and how valued I feel because she cooked that dinner for me. In fact, while we share the cooking around, she probably cooks a little bit more than me. I always thank her for cooking the meal. I want my Jackie to know what it meant to me, and just quietly, I want her to cook me a meal again sometime real soon. So there's the first really pragmatic reason for saying thank you. You can chalk it up to self-interest, but it's not an unreasonable perspective. Yet there's a much deeper reason, a much better reason, why we should use the thank you words more frequently. Because when someone does something for us, it's more than just a simple act. They often put their heart and their soul into it. They often sacrifice a lot to do something for us. Now, most acts of service are an act of the heart. Not all, but most. And so it makes an enormous amount of sense for us to make a heart connection with that person, don't you think? I want to share an interesting story with you today. It's a story I believe is true, word for word. Of course, you may not, but humour me, because it's a story with a powerful message in it for you and for me, about being a blessing rather than a burden, which is the very theme that we're exploring at the moment on the program. This story comes from the New Testament of the Bible, chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke, beginning at verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Master, Jesus, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were all made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he'd been healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Weren't 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you well." I know there are people who find believing that story a bit of a stretch. I'm not one of them. But if you are, I understand where you're coming from. So whatever you believe or don't believe, imagine with me for a moment that this story is true, that these 10 lepers were healed. Leprosy is an awful disease, especially back in the first century, 2,000 years ago, when all this took place. There were no antibiotics, there were no immunizations, there were no treatments. People's bodies literally rotted away, covered in pus-filled sores. Eventually, they died. And because it was thought to be contagious, lepers were ostracized. They couldn't live with their families, they couldn't live in the town or the city. They were consigned to living outside the safety of the city walls and gates amongst the rubbish. So it wasn't just a health thing. This disease has social, emotional, and economic consequences, a terrible affliction. And here are these 10 guys, all completely healed, not just of the disease, but of the ramifications of that disease, all that's lifted off their shoulders. Amazing. And only 1 out of 10 comes back to say thank you. 1 in 10 for such a huge blessing. Jesus noticed. He commented on it, wondering what happened to the other nine. But that 1 in 10 hit rate of 2,000 years ago, I find, still holds pretty much true today. I answer a lot of questions that people send to me by email, speaking God's truth into some very difficult situations. It's something I take very seriously. I often take a long time over a response. Can I tell you, on average, about 1 in 10 of those people will email me back to say thank you. Hey, it's not that we do it for the recognition. I'm sure you help people in your own way, given what you do and who you are, and you're probably experiencing the same thing. Hardly anyone ever says thank you. What's the matter with people? You ask yourself. Just like Jesus, what is the matter with people? We're talking this week about being a blessing or being a burden, being a giver or being a taker, being a part of the solution or part of the problem. And in this story about saying thank you, it seems to me that we can be a blessing even when we're on the receiving end of blessings from someone else, simply by saying thank you. Nothing grows a giver's heart more than feeling appreciated, because after all, the reason they did what they did for you was to bless you. And a genuine, heartfelt thank you completes the feedback loop. It lets them know that the blessing that they intended hit the mark, that the effort that they went to was worthwhile because it made a difference. It did what they were wanting to achieve. Hey, that feeling is what's going to cause them to bless you again and cause other people to be blessed by them as well. Most times, we don't think too much about this stuff, do we? But it's true. Thank you is one of the most powerful blessings that we can ever give because it grows the giver's hearts and blesses them in return. Thank you. I wonder, as we live our lives, how often we thank God for all that He's done and all that He's doing for us. I suspect if we were able to tune into the prayers of people across the globe, I reckon we'd hear a whole bunch more grumbling and complaining than we'd hear thankfulness. Oh, God, how can you let this happen to me? Oh, God, how long is this going to go on? Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. And okay, people do go through tough times. We do struggle, and that's fine, and it's good to be honest with God. We don't have to put on a face or pretend with God. He wants us to be honest, but He also wants us to be thankful. Have a listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do you pick up what God is saying to you and to me about when we should be thankful? Under what circumstances we should be thankful? Is it just when things are going well? Is it just when we've been blessed? Is it just when we're healthy and feeling great and the sun's shining? And no, give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. I'll say it a third time. All circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Because in every situation and every circumstance that we travel through, we're in God's hands. He planned everything. He knew about all of them. None of the things we're going through is a surprise to God. And He is in every place with us, encouraging us, helping us, comforting us. That's His promise. That's why I put my trust in Jesus, because He is trustworthy. And that's why I give thanks, even when I really don't feel like it. Even when the stuff going on in my life doesn't seem to warrant thanks. Even when it feels like the gates of hell have opened up against me. It's my way of blessing God, because, hey, He is such an awesome blessing to me. God, thank you. You know, it would be a real blessing to me and the team here at Christianity Works as we produce these messages each day. I love to hear how God has touched you through the programs over these past weeks. So if you'd like to share with us, stop by at our website, ChristianityWorks.com, or visit us on Facebook. The page is Christianity Works. And have your say.
Thanks, Bernie. Did you know that you can download a text transcript of today's message and even subscribe to the podcast at ChristianityWorks.com? It's so easy to do. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. And you'll catch Bernie again at the same time tomorrow with a different perspective.